Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Uh-huh, in room two.
They named the baby too?
No, her name's Judah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Like 11? Okay. Oh, they could have named her 11. 2-1, see?
There's a lot they could have done with that, but I'm going to guess they, you know, they weren't planning on all that coming together in the...
Too bad they don't get money like the first baby of the new year.
Yeah. There's nothing special for the 2-2-2 baby. Better than the 666 baby, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe they get, like, good luck their whole life or something because of the energy portal.
Mm-hmm. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for... Leave some of that in. That was...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Hope Day! February 23rd, 2022. It's Sarah, Vinny, Nick, and Brittany, and our special guest, as happens most Wednesdays, much to our delight. The glorious midday chick, V Hill.
Lucky everyone listening.
Yeah, it's good times. Love me a little V Hill.
V, let me ask you a question.
All right.
There's just no like putting the big toe in. You jump in the
No,
deep
this
end.
Is actually very mild. I'm asking because I've heard repeatedly that the
rumors.
The, what?
You've heard some rumors.
Well, no, I heard repeatedly that on the Friday night happy hour that V was like something happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was,
and then there was
the meltdown.
Yeah, I flipped out on a dude. Like... So the thing about being on Instagram and being open and letting everyone in, dude, you get trolls all day. And most of the time I laugh it off. I ignore them, whatever.
Do you delete their comments?
They usually don't say anything on my comments. They slide right into my DMs.
Can't you block them from that? Don't you just look at your primary stuff? Or do you look at all your DMs?
Well, I'll even look at the ones that are filtered because if someone messages you for the first time and it's a listener, right, it'll go there. So I want to engage with them, but some I'll leave on, like, they don't know I saw it and I just leave it.
I see.
Ignore them, but they just keep messaging.
Left on
red.
But
this individual has gotten through because I replied once thinking they were normal. And anyways, they basically, you know, people just they want to correct you. They want to, like, tell you that looks dumb. They want to, and it's like... I was feeling my booze and feeling great and having a good time, and this guy just said some dumb shit, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and let loose, and that's what I did. So, yes, that was my meltdown. Told him to go F himself. He's not even listening. He's on his phone.
No, I'm totally listening to you. I just didn't. I'm curious because Sarah says this is someone that listens to the show. Like, this is a guy.
This is
a pretty active listener.
Well, and I'm not going to say his name either, but I will say that this guy has my text number that I give people alerts like the show is on and you can. I read what people write to me there, and I stopped reading his stuff. I don't want to talk dirty with him.
Oh,
that's like, disgusting.
Like he'll and not all of it is like that. You know, like I can see the preview of what's, you know, and it might be something about a topic that we talked about or it might be some show he wants to tell me about or whatever. But there have been enough comments that I was like, ew, that oh. I just don't look at him anymore. And actually, I will say this. It's not just this guy. Men. You know who's 100%. you know who's good about not writing you sexually gross stuff? Women. And men are when I see a dude's name pop up on my I look cuz there's a couple names that I'm like not reading that guy's I'm not in the mood to hear his thoughts.
Well,
on
it's funny
what
they
my
they
vagina
probably...
might look like. Ugh.
Oh.
I know, gross.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I'm not saying it's that.
A paragraph.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you all about it. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I do think that because of the show, and it's problematic. This show, we are A, good friends. B, alone. When we're doing this show, this is, for us, it's a fairly safe place to be. We're with people whose parameters I can say, no, that's too far. Or go, you know what I mean? Like, this is us. And because a show, it's problematic because people go, oh, they like to talk about that stuff. And they'll bring it up in the worst possible places, not just on text, but like if they meet you in real life. Oh, remember that one time when you were talking about butt fucking on, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's like six people here who don't know about this.
It's the old saying of time and place for everything.
Right. You were about to say that?
I was going to say that this is my own personal belief. You might think differently. We do this show for entertainment purposes. While we are often talking about ourselves and whatever, I've never once said anything to anyone that wasn't meant to be in some way a setup or a takedown or an entertainment. Like, that's what this is, a show.
Yeah.
So I do think I've made mistakes along the way, or there are lines crossed, absolutely, but never is it done for any reason other than to entertain people. So we both understand what we're here for. Actually, I think all of us understand what we're here for, to entertain people.
Right.
And that's what's the main goal of the show.
And this show goes further than we'd ever be comfortable with. Like, it is the secret show because there are... It's... If anything goes horribly awry, we could edit it out before you hear
it.
I'm sure we have done that, you know,
yeah, we have.
But just because we do this and we're actually very open and very free, I would like to say it doesn't give you license to now try to get in on the convo. I don't want to talk to a stranger about this stuff.
I'm not going to talk to you about booping in the DMs.
And I don't, right. And I know that what you really want is to get into some kind of sexual conversation while you beat off. Like, that's fucking gross to me that part of that.
You're diddling the twig and berries, dude.
Yeah, like, don't. Just don't.
Wait a minute. I didn't so me freaking out on a dude was considered a meltdown. That's what it was called when I was
around. That was the maddest I'd ever seen you. I've never seen you legitimately.
But why is that to me, a meltdown is like a
crying and
Bridezilla freaking out because something didn't work right at the wedding or
like
in
losing
planning.
Control. I think Vihel was in control, though. There's no question about that. But she meant to say what she said.
I think her anger got a little away from her. A little. I'm not saying
really.
I'm not saying
you
meant to.
You should see when it does get away from you.
I feel like she meant
for that. I felt I wrapped it up very nicely.
A mini meltdown at best, I see.
So there was no after the fact. You didn't look. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. I don't know what this guy has said to you. Most of us are on the outside of whatever's going on there. So I just had heard though that you.
Well, see what triggered me is, and this is. Yeah, and like it was going along like, look, we joke, we're on trivia. No, I don't know, you know, a lot, majority, 99% of the answer to these questions, but like people want to go with like, I'm like some dumbass. And so he was kind of going, in that direction. Like, oh, we need to enlighten Vanessa. Oh, you know, poor little dumb girl.
Bullshit. Right?
So I was like, I was buzzed and feeling it. And I was like, you know what, dude, go fuck yourself. How about that?
You're crushing my jam.
And he's clearly a troll.
All right.
Because he's up in everybody's stuff. And if you're listening right now, yes, I called you a troll. Idiot.
It's a little bit trollish. It's just, I don't know.
Look, it's easy to be in a position of power when you get to choose the conversations you want to be in. And if you're the smartest guy in the world on any particular topic, now you get to be lord that over others. I'm surprised it got to you, but we all have gotten no better and still get had. I've certainly had that.
Well, I think the reason I snapped with him too is in the past, I would say 3 weeks, and from people I wouldn't even expect, my DMs and my, you know, also when I say DMs, it's just people responding to what you post or whatever, your stories. It's like every minor thing has been caught, or, oh no, I'm going to insert my opinion, even though you're just posting a fun meme. And I think I just snapped, like, dude, I'm on here for fun. I let everyone join because I like to engage with you people. It's a great way to bond with listeners, you know, that is on
it's
a different level than the radio.
It's not an invitation to be a dickhead.
Yeah, but like sometimes you can only take like the real famous people in this world. Oh. I get why they disable comments and different things because I can only imagine, and they get people that are like, oh my God, why do you even exist? Or you're so, I mean, people are just like pummel the real famous people. But sometimes I just, because it was heavy and consistently the last few weeks, I think I was done. I'm like, dude, like join me in a polite way and have fun with me, or like don't fucking comment at all. Like, so I think he was the stick, as they say.
The straw that broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. Stick, straw. It's all. Yeah. I'm like, what does she mean, the stick? The stick in her spokes?
Camels like, carry straws.
Whatever.
Sticks,
sure, okay.
Yeah,
sure.
We all know what she meant. Don't be a threat, Sarah.
I was just trying to figure it out. That's not true. I'm not. I'm just asking her.
Yeah, well, he's a. We're done. It's fine.
Yeah. All right, let me look through my bad advices.
I support you,
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and usually I'll just like, whatever, dude. People are opinionated today, but...
Well, on the happy hour, it seemed like everybody did support her. They're like, yeah, go V!
Oh, I got messages after that.
Fuck that guy, V! Yeah! Get him!
Like, what did Ed say? V is for Vendetta,
V for Vendetta.
Nice.
Like,
he's all good luck, buddy.
You're fucked. No, but I'm super torn between feeling like, this draw broke the camel's back and she was mad. Like, I was like, oh, do I poke her a little bit? Like, because, you know, when people are getting out, I try to get in there and see what's, but I did feel a little bit like, oh, I don't know if I want to get in there. Like, I don't want to be in the way of that.
Right.
So I didn't know because I did feel like this is a person that I'm well aware of as an active listener. And does he now think that he's like, is this what he wanted?
Who is this, by the way?
I don't want to say their name because I don't want to give them any more than they've already, but that's what I'm saying. Like, people do know who this is, and he does comment on everybody's stuff, all of us. He's all over the comments. And so I wonder if the kind of attention he's getting right now is what he's been looking for all along, or if he will actually go, oh, I guess I am a little inappropriate.
My bad.
Right.
No, I don't think he'll recognize he's inappropriate. I don't know if he's doing it for the attention, but I certainly...
He thinks he's well within his...
Yeah, I personally believe, and again, probably listening right now, but whatever, he's the type of individual that by putting others down or always, you know...
He doesn't
in there
always.
With,
he's, you know, it's not always that with him.
No. Mm-hmm. I feel those people, that's how they lift themselves up sometimes.
Right.
So
by pushing others down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's for sure. I think in general, anytime people are out to get other people, it's because they feel bad about themselves. It's like a middle school thing where you point at somebody's noticing something about you or something that you feel insecure about, and you immediately... You know, get that off of you and start picking on some kid.
Go on the offensive,
right? Yeah, it's a total classic deflection. Okay, here's a email for you. V. Hale.
Oh, God.
Damn. That is one hell of a woman. If I weren't a happily married 55-year-old, that is exactly the kind of woman I would pursue. Do not say 55 is old, you little bitch.
No, I think she was worrying about the happily married thing.
Oh. Yeah, I thought we were going to get into like, hey, can we hang out sometime? And he's typing this next to his wife.
I thought she was going, oh, I would never date a 55-year-old. I'm like,
well, also, I would never date a 55-year-old.
You're cutting me. Would you date me? Because, listen, bitch.
I'm 38.
So what? We're just adults.
Date Dude, me. He's going to be in diapers while I'm still like feeling myself.
I'm feeling myself.
You don't want to be Kathy Lee, huh? All right. That might be too old of a reference.
Well, maybe this guy's rich.
You know.
I mean,
like, listen, I could meet a 55-year-old right now and be like, yeah, we're good. But fast forward 10 years and
what,
I'm 48 and they're 65.
You're pushing 50. So
and using AARP and wanting to dine at 4 o'clock.
What's wrong with dining at 4 o'clock? That's when I eat.
And what's wrong with getting discounts?
Yeah. So he's frugal and he likes to eat, you know, before he goes to bed.
Smash his peas for him so he can eat them.
Let me gum those up.
If a 25-year-old was successful and handsome and asked you out, would you say to yourself, I don't want to be the old guy in this relationship? No. Or would you be...
Well, 25, dude, for a man, you guys are like, you might as well be 16. Your maturity level is, I don't care if you're successful and hot. You're a fucking idiot.
So that's a no.
Yes.
25 is too young for V. Hale.
I mean, he can come over and lick my pussy and we can hang out all evening. But other than that, I don't think that there would be bonding in life together, you know?
That's good to set some parameters. Don't look for anything long term.
Spend your money on me and stick your head between my legs. Yeah, I'll choke on your dick. But other than that, there's no bonding past that.
Jesus. What if you do bond? Then what are you going to do? You're going to be in diapers when the guy's, you know, now he's going to be 38 and you're going to be 65 or whatever the fucking math is. I guess that's all wrong. Here we go.
I hope he smothers me with
a pillow. I'm going to continue. Yeah, he's going to be like, put her out of her misery.
Yeah, once I hit diaper range, right. Just like,
well, I'm not licking that pussy anymore.
Take me out back, old yeller.
That's a diaper pussy. All right. So here we go.
Oh my God,
I'm gagging.
Well, I'm just trying to get a picture of what it would be like. If I weren't a happily married 55-year-old, that is exactly the kind of woman that I would pursue, that V. Hale. It's not like we're super similar, but I find her to be exceptionally attractive, energetic, funny, and confident in a way that connotes positivity about herself rather than being diminutive of those around her.
Oh, see?
I have no idea what is wrong with the young single men of the Bay Area, but they seem to be completely unaware of what a rare jewel has been thrust into their midst.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Did you write this? Are you fucking with me?
I'm not going to say the guy's name because, listen, I'll get to it. Hold on. Let me finish it. As soon as they start waking up, I'm sure she'll have a line at her door to rival that awaits outside Yuzette's window, I guess. He's, you know, I'm talking about Yuzette's line. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Of a joke that there was a line of guys that were ready to step into Johnny V's shoes. Stay strong and patient, girl, he says. Please don't say my name, as my wife and her friends listen to the show, and I suspect... And I suspect that if they heard that I had said such things about another woman, my life would get difficult. To quote Vinny, I don't want no trouble.
Wait, that's the best ending to a letter ever. That is excellent. Well, thank you.
Isn't that
nice?
I do
feel a lot better.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's very the word that has been used numerous times by numerous men is I'm aggressive. I can't help it though. Yeah. It's who I am.
Is it because you like go right in for the boop and they're like, hey man, warm me up.
No, just like even through conversation, like I just think boop. I'm not
easy. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think most girls, like if you're texting, right, you meet a dude and you're messaging, it's like, oh my God, hi. And I'm just really like. Oh.
Straight to the point, no nonsense.
I think so.
Can't you back that off and just like warm a person up a little bit? Like, hey.
But see, that's what a lot of my friends say is like, oh, maybe tame it down or whatever. And I'm like, why? So then I'm faking who I am. And then in a month, I'm like, surprise, motherfuckers. Like, here's Johnny. And they're like still running. Then I just wasted a month of bullshit. So I'd rather come out of the gate maybe even a little more extra.
But aren't you afraid that you'll get a guy a guy that can deal with you from the get-go might be a problem down the road. Is all I'm saying, you know.
That also
like I'll put that girl in her place.
The demise of my past.
Right.
I don't know. Like and I'm not saying that I'm like how I am with you guys. I do try and be somewhat like, "Oh, I don't know if girly is the word."
What?
But I think in natural conversation. Oh, how was your day?
What's wrong with that? You don't have to say it in that fucking tone of voice. You can just be like, you know,
no,
hey,
like,
how are you
I read
today?
It if it's typed. Like, if it's typed, it's like, oh,
how are you? Well, you don't have to put little heart emojis or, you know.
Blush emojis. Send. Like, I probably have, like, you know.
Is that the voice in your head when I text you?
Oh
no!
I'm just curious.
Are you sure?
Is that like so? Is that? Are you feeling that?
No. I'm just curious.
No, not at all. I die laughing with our daily text.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what do you guys text about? Tell her about?
Always be like, "Good morning, National Happy Margarita Day, or Tequila Day." Like, there's always something in there.
Dan's hand is up.
I have a question. Okay. So you know you're pretty frank. And I actually think it's refreshing. It's one of the reasons we like you on the show and in person and in general, really. And I can see why someone might say, oh, well, you're a little aggressive. But I also would think, I agree with you. You should just be you and someone needs to dig that, right? That said, have you ever gone too far and been like, and really hurt the dude's feelings and been like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that? I just did the one too far, and now this person's injured by me.
Probably. I mean, to recall that in my head, like nothing that like comes to mind, but I'm sure maybe when I was drunk or something, and I could have, and they maybe didn't say anything, but I do try and be, I don't know if cute's the word in the beginning, but like, you know, when they want to be excited to text you, I'm like, well, I can't become right out of the gate all super aggressive. But
you've never said you call that a cock or that's your best effort. That's the best you can fucking do. Get off me and don't come back.
That's maybe where people have me wrong. Like, I certainly don't do that.
Do you care about other people's feelings?
I do. It's just rare that I will put forth the effort to care. I'm not like a big old cunt walking around. Like, I'm actually a nice individual. I'm letting people know because I know I can come off that way. Like, I just walk around all bitter Betty like, fuck you. Like, I'm actually an enjoyable person. But I also
believe me, we're well aware.
Yeah, you're enjoyable. Don't worry about that.
But we're not dating you. And so.
True.
Although,
but I also think, too, I think that I might come off a little more aggressive when I want to be tamed down because it is an insecurity of being vulnerable and like, man, I like this dude. So I'm going to like maybe be a little bit cuter or whatever. And then I'm scared that it's like, oh, man, this girl likes me. Look at her. Oh, yeah, she's being all cute. So I just keep it more like. You know,
oh, you
hey
are
fucker, want to come over
own.
For a
you
drink?
Are you are in your head.
I really am.
Yeah, no, we can hear it. Yeah. But I just was curious
that internal
because
dialogue is absolutely self-defeating.
I do think that guys No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's crippling. Like sometimes if I'm like, okay, you know what? Stop playing fucking games. If the person doesn't like you, they don't like you. Send what you want to send. Like, be fucking let your guard down, basically, because my wall's up here. I'll do it, and then I feel sometimes it'll blow up in my face, and I'm like, ah, see? This is why I never said this shit. It's like when I'm nice in a store or something, or I go, oh, I'm so sorry, excuse me. And then the person's all grumpy, and I'm like, see, that's why I'm a fucking bitch. Because you know what? Actually, fuck you, and I'm not sorry, and I wish I stayed in your way. No, like, it's that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this lady was in front of me, and I accidentally, like, bumped into her putting my stuff on, like, the belt for the cashier. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. She goes, yeah. I'm like, bitch, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I bumped into you. And that's why I didn't fucking push you down. So, I feel you.
Biatch.
That. Yeah. Oh, I was heated. But she was old, so.
I would have been heated, too. Well, but I think a lot
people,
of it is
listen, old people are in a lot of pain, you know. It's hard. It's not for pussies.
It's not always old people, though.
I know. I'm just kidding. I was making it about me once again. per usual.
Is their diaper full? They got to get home.
I got to get home. I got to change this diaper.
Diaper pussy.
Shipping down my leg.
Right.
Do we have bad advice or no?
I really feel like we don't have time for that
we don't.
Now.
No,
I did try to get going, but, you know, V Hale's here, so it's hard. Let me see if there was anything else.
We expected that. Come on.
Don't be sorry. I fucking love you. Hold on. Was there anything else for V Hale? Back off, V Hale. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Alice Radio family. My name is Irvin. I've been listening to you guys since the very beginning, but this is my first time writing in. I'd like to ask you guys to back off V Hale a bit. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy how you guys harass each other. It's all part of the family dynamic. So concerning the pussy and dick pics with Boston guy, she obviously did not want to reveal any more details about it, but you guys kept on digging and digging and pushing and pushing, and V eventually gave
Surprise.
Up details she didn't want to say. It was funny, but I also felt sad for her. I love you guys. Keep on doing what you do, but poor V. I've been listening to her. Show. I love her What the Hale bits.
What the hell?
I follow her on IG, and not only is she hilarious, I've learned that there is so much more to her. She has substance. Oh, and V Hale.
Oh, see, everyone thinks I'm an idiot. I have substance.
Yeah, but now he knows. He's paid enough attention. Listen to this. V, if you're listening, I'd love to get to know you, meet up, take you out on some dates. Call me. Want to call this guy?
Me? You want me to call
him? I've got his number right here.
I know you do because I put that in there.
Yeah, you guys know I have a strict listener rule.
That's true.
You know what, though?
But I do appreciate that.
People fall in love with
I got a lot of messages from listeners after that secret show.
Yeah. You mean the happy hour where you had a total meltdown that you say?
No. What that guy was talking about of not wanting to reveal.
Oh, a lot of people
more about the pictures. And I actually got several messages from people that were like, okay, I'm really unhappy about how they pushed you. And I was like,
did we?
Dying.
I don't really remember. I don't remember pushing you all that hard. And frankly,
because then I eventually had to reveal or certain things. I'm not going to repeat it. That was a one time whatever. But there was. It's okay
there were
though.
Just
I truly,
questions.
If I didn't,
no one grilled. We asked.
No one made you answer.
And you
them,
answered.
Me. Oh, you guys are full of it. Donkey doo-doo.
I don't really remember this. Is that bad of me?
I was like, no, there's a reason why. And you're like, why? And then remember you guys sat in silence till I wasn't going to answer it?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Vinny, I don't remember this. I'm a fucking asshole. Turns out I'm an asshole.
No, I remember
it's fine. Yeah. I more laughed about the goods I gave up.
Yeah, everybody knows
oh.
that when you come on this show, Sarah and Vinny are the best at fucking getting exactly what you didn't want to share out of you.
Yeah,
that's part
it's
of what
fun. Like, yesterday. I didn't leave that show and go.
That's what they do best. Come on.
Stop it.
I may only regret it if certain individuals had listened to it, but they fucking don't. So we're totally fine. But I'm saying, like, you guys were like, dude, we'll sit here all day. Like, it was a complete, like, fucking
Well, we knew
standoff.
That we must have known the radio girl, and you would never let the silence stretch. Hey, Vinny, do you remember this? I don't really remember.
Mostly, yeah. I don't remember. I actually had forgotten about the boycott that we put on.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember going on
strike. It must have been
strike,
a really short one.
But now that she mentions it, that's certainly a tactic I've used.
Absolutely.
No question.
Right. Well, I'll just let you talk.
But it's fine. I just brought it up because that guy wrote
well,
in about
guy is
it,
right.
So.
Yeah. I was like pushing and digging. What the fuck are you talking about? This is what we do on this show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I would like to say I'm sorry if we put you in an uncomfortable
spot. No, oh my God.
Spot.
No, it's fine. I don't think I was ever thought about it again.
See, Irvin?
So don't call Irvin, yeah? No. Yeah. Yes,
no, no, don't, because she doesn't want right. to, you know, she's got something against our listeners.
Well, look, I mean, the whole...
she yells at them and doesn't want to date them.
Yeah.
The whole listener thing, Via, I'm going to, I hate to, like, you know, you're on a huge station that has,
there's like, not gonna it's going to be hard to find, you.
You're actually going to meet someone, probably someone really cool who... And they'll go, yes, I know you from Alice. And you're going to be like, fuck.
Well, I can't.
How am I going to find somebody that doesn't know me from Alice? That's actually going to get harder.
Okay, so that's fair. But there's a difference between someone that's like, oh, yeah, I listen to that sometimes. I know you're on there. Or I know you from that. Versus riding into the show.
Got it. Understand.
And you know what I mean? Which, yeah. Irvin, if you're listening, nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying I think there's just... There's a difference in a line. I don't know.
I mean, in Boston,
I hung out with a couple listeners, and that also could be why I have a bad taste in my mouth. It's weird. Like, when they message and they're like, I'm listening to you right now. I'm like,
yeah.
And you just, like, started hanging out with them or connected on Tinder, and they found out who you were. It's like, it's like that level of, we don't get much privacy in this business.
Right.
Yeah, and I just feel like, you know, it's a little, that's weird. Yeah. Or if you do hear me, don't. Fucking message me or listening to me. Yeah. It's weird.
So basically, if you ever date V Hale, she's aggressive because she thinks that you're gonna like that. You're gonna think she likes you too much. So that actually means she does. She's cute, and nice.
Like,
she's not into you at all.
Yeah. Vanessa just has amazing, deep-rooted, past fucked up issues, and I can't have a normal relationship.
Well, we'll be back next Wednesday with more therapy for V Hale. We'll get to the bottom of all these walls that she's built around herself. Until then, thank you for listening, V. Thanks for being on today. You're amazing, Vinny.
My pleasure.
The end.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.